Wurzel podcast with Ava. I'm Ava, and I'm in the car, and last week I was also in the car, so it's just the way it happened this week. We're doing another driving and podcasting, and this week we're going to be talking about growing up a girl. That's what I named this episode. That's what today is going to be about. If you read the blog post, you might kind of get an idea. I'm just airing out my shit today. I'm telling you some of the embarrassing, awkward situations I've encountered from just growing up a female. And women have to deal with a lot. So do men. I'm not saying men don't, but I just know that I was embarrassed about like every single situation I'm going to tell you about. So if you can relate or whatever, that's why I'm doing this. I know that when you're like going through like bodily changes and weird shit that you're just like, oh my gosh, and no one else around you is, it's just okay. So like I started my period in the fifth grade, which was so early compared to everyone that I was around. I don't know if that's early in general, but I remember somebody even asked me like, have you started your period yet? And I lied and I was like, no, because I just didn't want to tell them that I had. I was embarrassed. And let me just tell you about getting my period for the first time, okay? I love my mom. God bless her. I love her. So I'm like, I noticed that I'm like bleeding, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just started my period. I'm in the fifth grade. And so I go tell her because I knew she was going to freak out, right? It was just me and my mom in the house for years. And so I'm like her only child. And I don't know, I just knew that like she was gonna freak out and be upset because I was growing up, but I also was just embarrassed. So I was like, I've just been craving chocolate lately. Like my stomach's been cramping. Like all of these things, I looked up like what are the symptoms of it. So I was gonna try to get her to say something like, you might be about to start your period. And then I was gonna be like, oh yeah, well I think that's what it is. So I just, and she wasn't going along with it. And then I was like, I started my, like, there's also blood in my panties, like, so she cries, she's crying, she calls my aunt over, my aunt handles it well, my mom, bless her, she just did it, and I just remember being so uncomfortable, and it's not her fault, like, whatever, people handle things differently, but I just remember being so mortified, like, and then I remember my aunt kind of tried to give me, not really the talk, but more of like, do you know what this means? You know, you have to, you know, you're growing up, blah, blah, blah. So that was me starting my period for the first time. But I wasn't allowed to wear tampons. Like my mom didn't, she was just like getting me pads and whatever. And I had really, really bad cramps. Like not right when I started my period, but like just during middle school and high school, like horrible cramps, which, you know, my like birth control helps that, but literally it was so bad. And I wasn't supposed to wear tampons, but I go to school, this was in seventh grade, and I had not worn a tampon up until this moment. And I'm sure, like, I don't know, mom, I hadn't talked to my mom about it since like I started my period. I just didn't figure she would want me to wear tampons, because like when I first started she didn't, which I was also young, like I get it. But I was in PE class in seventh grade, and some of the girls were like, oh my gosh, you've never worn a tampon or whatever, because like this is when more people had started their periods and stuff. And so they're like, you need to try one, like it's so much cleaner, it's so much better, blah blah blah, like you're not basically wearing a diaper. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna try a tampon. So during PE I like go in the bathroom, and one of the girls gives me a tampon. She like tells me what to do, so I like stick it up there, I do the thing, and then my plan was to take it out in my last class. Like I was gonna go to the bathroom during my last class, and because I didn't want to take it out at home, my mom find out, because at this point I still think like I'm not allowed to wear tampons. So it's the last period of the day, and I text the girls that gave me the tampon, and we all meet in the bathroom. So I start trying to take it out, and it's just not coming out. Like, I'm pulling this tampon. It hurts. I'm like, it's stuck. I'm crying. I start hyperventilating. I'm not doing well. And so my teacher, my last period teacher, y'all know I'm from a small town, whatever. So like, she was a family friend. Like, she was really close with my aunt. And so one of the girls goes and tells the teacher, like, hey, this is like Ava's in the bathroom crying. Like, she can't get her tampon out. So the teacher comes in there. She's like talking me through it. She's like, look, spit your tongue, pull it out. It's gonna come out. Like, just... So I did, and I was like, please don't tell my mom, like, I got it out. But then I went back in the classroom, and like, at this point, this is where all of, like, there's a bunch of guys in the class, basically, because a bunch of the girls were at workouts because they played sports and I didn't play a sport. So I had PE, and when the guys had workouts, and then like, whatever. So the girls had, like, the girls that played sports had workouts the last period. So the majority of people in this class are guys. And like, they all knew I was crying. They all knew why I was crying, because it got out. Everything gets out. So that was really freaking embarrassing. And I was just like, whatever. But during this time, more embarrassing things were happening that was just like really not good. Honestly, I'm pretty sure that this next situation happened before seventh grade. So there's this event like close to the 4th of July in my hometown called the Freedom Fest, and let me just tell you, I think this was when I was in 6th grade, but I also might have been in 7th, I don't know, it was around the same time. And like, my tits then were like bigger than they are now, or like the same size, like they, I guess because like the size of my body, like my tits just, they were like bigger, like, I don't know, it was very obvious. So a bunch of like my friends and I, we all got like a picture at the Freedom Fest, and I was wearing this like gray tank top with this fringe thing over. It was back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And I remember I had to wear bras, I had to, and now I still need to, but I just don't half the time. But anyways, so you could see from this picture like both of my tits just popping out. It looked just like two, not as big as watermelons, but it looked like two abnormally large apples. Like, and anyways, the freaking teachers at school like saw it, and I remember hearing that like not like they were talking about it in a weird way, but like, my mom's also a teacher at the school, so I just remember like my mom and like some of her teacher friends were kind of like, dang, like, you know, Ava's growing up, or she looks grown. So that was just kind of embarrassing, because I remember like that picture got posted and I was like, my tits look like, it just was so obvious, and I didn't know what to do or how to handle it, or no one else was like growing. I was like, I felt like I was just growing before everyone. Okay. And at the same time, like, I had noticed other things. So this is like going into an insecurity. So I remember when it was around this time, I like was scratching the sides of my legs really bad, especially when I was in the shower. They started itching, like just the top of my thighs, but on the outer parts. And I noticed like lines forming, and then they just never went away. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is this? And it was stretch marks. And I thought for so long that me scratching my legs caused these like scars, and I was just so embarrassed. And then I realized like, oh, this is stretch marks, and I just didn't know what to do. Oh my gosh, sorry, this is a cruise ship, and it's just crazy that there's literally people on a cruise ship right there. Like, I don't know if, look, they're all on the balcony. Wait, you've got to see this. I've got to make sure. If you're watching this video, I don't know, I hope you can see that cruise ship, but I just saw people at the very top part. Wow. Bon voyage. Have a great time. Okay, now let's set this back up and get back to our stretch marks and insecurities and whatever. So yeah, I'm just like really embarrassed because I didn't notice stretch marks on anybody. And whoops, I'm sorry. If you're watching this, it's... the road just got a little rough, but I didn't notice stretch marks on anybody. I was embarrassed to like be in a bathing suit, and it just freaking sucked. I just remember it freaking sucked because I was like, why am I the only person growing up fast? Why am I the only person, you know, having stretch marks? Why, like, why did I scratch my legs in the first place? That's what I was thinking. And stretch marks are so normal, and they're beautiful. Like, I swear, I've always been kind of insecure. Even, like, with Nick, like, when I was dating him at, like, the beginning of our relationship, I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to hide this. Like, if we want to go lay out at the pool or go to the beach or whatever, like, and he thinks they're beautiful. He doesn't care. Like, he doesn't. And I think a major thing with girls, if you have stretch marks, obviously, like, I've tried to put oils and, like, different things on my legs just to make it not as drastic, and nothing has really worked, to be honest. And I'm not saying nothing can work, but I think you just have to get to a point where you're comfortable with yourself, because I was letting stretch marks just, like, define my whole image. And, like, that, it's not worth that. That doesn't get to do that. Stretch marks, they do not get to do that. And insecurity should not define the way you view yourself, or the way you think about things, or the way you define beautiful, you know? Like, you should just, and it's a lot. Oh my gosh, the camera. I'm almost about to park, for real. But I don't know. I just feel like that was a big struggle of mine. And another one is cellulite. I have cellulite on the backs of my legs, and it was just, it's genetic. It's not something that you can control, and I hated it. I freaking hated it. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I don't want to be in a bathing suit. I just didn't. And I still sometimes have to just remind myself, like, this is normal. This is who I am. Like, God made me this way. I'm no less of a woman or less of a, you know, person because I have something on my body. And, you know, like, for instance, like a birthmark. I don't really have, like, a super big birthmark anywhere, but actually I used to have, like, a little birthmark you could barely see, but, like, I can't even find it now. And so it's like that, if you're embarrassed about something like that, that makes you unique. That makes you stand out. That's just, it's a beautiful thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of, worried about, embarrassed about, none of that. It's just, it's part of you. And having those little things that, like, set you apart, it's not a bad thing. And so, yeah, it's, I mean, I would love to have, you know, this magic cream that just removes my cellulite, but, like, if it's not gonna work, I still need to be content with myself. And I don't know, it's just, growing up, it was a lot harder. And, like, sometimes I would be like, oh my gosh, they look so dark today, or oh my gosh, they kind of blend in today. And, like, they still haven't really gone away. And I was told when I was younger they'll go away, and they haven't. And they're really just right there on the sides of my legs, but that's just part of me. So if you have stretch marks, you're not alone. And I used to post on Instagram in high school, and I remember thinking, like, oh, my stretch marks can't be seen in this. Like, are they seen? Is my cellulite out? Like, or I don't know. And then that just is so draining, because you're gonna spend so much time, like, analyzing yourself, and that's not healthy. That's just, it's good to know yourself, but being so absorbed with, like, oh, where's every blemish on my face? Where's everything wrong with me? That's not good to keep in your mind. But crazy things happen in high school, like, and in middle school, like, with my hormones and emotions and, like, growing up. There's this one day of school where, this was in 8th grade, there was a day that I just could not stop crying all day long. I walked past a guy that I had liked at the time, and, like, I just did not even look, like, because I was so embarrassed. I was crying in classes, and it all was because that morning, I don't know, man, this sounds nuts, but it's just what happened. That morning, my mom was a teacher, so I was in her classroom, and I saw this picture of this girl, and I used to dance with her and, like, do plays with her, and she was older than me, and I was so happy for her because she got a job in Disney World. And I just had always known she wanted to get out of home and, like, just experience things, and I just saw her doing it, and I just started crying, and I couldn't stop because I was like, that's the dream. Like, she did it. I can do it too one day. And yeah, that's just, that whole day I was crying because I was so happy for Savannah. That was her name. I was like, this is awesome. I hope she loves it. I'm so happy for her. She's living her dreams. It's inspirational. And so, yeah. And it's like, nobody really understood. I remember thinking, like, this is embarrassing. And I could not help it. You know, another thing I can't help? Shitting my pants. Like, sometimes I literally shit my pants. And I wish I didn't have to say that. I wish it wasn't the truth. But, like, I get so bloated. I do not know what I'm allergic to. It could be milk. It could be cheese. It could be freaking bread. I don't know which it is. Literally, I'll eat a chip and I'll be bloated. I'll eat anything and I'll be bloated. So, I should go to the health doctor or whatever to get my allergies tested so I can define it. But it just has not happened. I don't see it happening in the near future. It should. But I just don't have time. So, but I get so bloated. So let me tell you about just a couple of the instances when that has occurred. So when I was younger, I've always, you know, we've talked about anxiety before. I've always been freaking anxious. And my toilet in my bathroom was messed up. I was a kid, like elementary school or before. I have this vivid memory because my toilet was messed up. So I was told, like, don't use your bathroom toilet. Either go to, like, my mom's room or the basement toilet, because those were the two other bathrooms. So I'm like, okay, I forget, and I take a shit in my bathroom toilet, and I immediately realized what I had done, and I was so scared to flush it because I was like, what if it just all comes up? Like, that would just be even worse. So I used to play with Barbies. I love Barbies. I've always loved Barbies, but I used to do weird things with them, as in, like, I would just make their situations messed up. Sometimes they were great situations, but sometimes they were messed up. I don't know if it was to make me feel bad. I don't know why, but, like, yeah. So some of them were injured, and I had this, like, doctor medical kit where I had these, like, latex gloves. And anyways, I was weird. And so I put, like, I still am. So I put these latex gloves on, and I go and I grab my shit out of the toilet. And, you know, everybody's house, you know, has, like, a big stack of, like, Walmart, Target bags inside of one, like a bunch inside of one. So I go get a bunch and I bring it in there and I pile my poop on, or, like, inside the bag, tie it up, throw it away. No one knew. I did tell, like, years later, I think. But so, like, that happened. And I used to not be able to poop much anyways. Like, I've always had, like, constipation issues. And so, it's like, when I have to go, I'm like, I'm gonna do it. Because, like, this is rare. So, like, that happened. And then, I have, like, pee anxiety. I want to make sure I have access to a bathroom if I have to pee or poop or whatever. And so, yeah. I ended up, like, actually having to crap my pants for the first time when I was almost home. Somebody I was dating at the time was, like, about to pull in my driveway. This was freshman year. And I'm like, stop. I feel it coming. I'm like, stop. Like, I just, something was wrong, you know? And I literally, it's like half down my driveway. I'm like, stop. I get out. I sprint inside. I, like, yell at my mom and my ex-stepdad. I'm like, distract him. So I start shitting. I'm like, it's going down my leg. I have to get in the shower. I have to throw away my panties. It was bad. And then I think they all knew what was going on. But then, just like less than a year ago, I was on literally where I just drove across from in this video. I was on that, the bay. And it happened. I was wearing white jeans. It was just not good. And so it's like, those things used to, like, mortify me. Like, if I thought about that, I'd be, like, so mortified. I would be so embarrassed to say it. But in reality, like, it happens to a lot of people. A lot of people have messed up stomachs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not abnormal. Obviously, you want to be clean and not, like, dirty. But I don't know. I just get really, really bloated. I never know, like, what it is that's causing the bloating. And you know what? It could be all the different drinks. I don't know. That's so good. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. Like, those are probably the main instances that really, like, mess with me growing up. Like, just random embarrassing things. that I could not help, just being a woman did it to me. And yeah, I would just say, you know, don't be embarrassed about your body. It's easier to say that. It's hard to, you know, receive it. It's like, you have to decide, like, I'm not going to let this affect me. And sometimes it takes a long time, even if you want that to be your decision, sometimes it takes a long time to, like, get to the point where you can say it with, like, when you mean it, you know. But loving yourself is so important. Loving yourself is key. Having confidence in yourself and what you say is key. But yeah, if you have, like, insecurities about the way you look, let me just tell you something. Let's get deep just for a second before we end this video, okay? I used to think, I was pretty small, like, at the time. I used to think I looked big. I honestly would look in the mirror and I would see myself bigger than, like, actually was. And I didn't tell anybody. I just kind of, like, I didn't want anybody to know I thought that. It would, like, embarrass me if anybody else thought I had an insecurity. I was never, like, open to admitting them because I just wanted to look confident and assertive and, like, I knew what I was doing. And, you know, nothing's necessarily wrong with wanting to, you know, come across a certain way. Like, you know, nothing's wrong with wanting to make a good first impression and, like, not just overload someone with, like, oh, this is and this is going on. But sometimes, like, it can really help somebody else. Sometimes when you know that, like, you can talk about your insecurities or something that you've been through without it hurting or affecting you as much, it kind of shows that you have healed or that you are accepting them. And so that's kind of why I want to share this. Like, gosh, I, like, had all these little things that bothered me and I never told anybody and I never wanted anybody to know, but it's like, I should not have thought I was big when I was, like, not. I should not have even, the thing is, even if I, like, it's fine, it, as long as you're healthy, it's fine. Like, I just want to get to a point where, like, I can just take care of myself without picking myself apart. You know, like, I want to do self-care without noticing all the things that I wish I could fix about myself. I want to have self-love and not think, like, oh, well, I would love myself a lot more if my forehead wasn't so big. Oh, here's another one, okay? I remember when I was in, which classroom had the little wagon? Fourth grade? I think it was fourth or third. Gosh, I think it was fourth grade. Wait, yeah, I was. Somebody said that they could project a movie on my forehead. And, I mean, that's kind of funny. Like, you know, who thinks of that? But then somebody else had said, like, are you willing to cut the ham? Because, like, my name is Willingham. Or one more, okay. A plane could take off on my forehead. So, like, that was kind of an insecurity just because, I don't know, because my forehead is big, and sometimes then I would just notice, like, that's what I would see when I would look at myself, is just my forehead being big, not my whole face or how it, I don't know. But I think all of those have pretty much gotten, like, I've gotten over most of those. But I think the ones that still kind of bother me is, like, the reason I think it still bothers me is because my stretch marks or, like, cellulite in a picture, I'm like, oh gosh, I wish that wasn't showing. That's why I know those still bother me. But I have them, like, for sure. I can see them right now. I'm wearing shorts and I can see it right now. So if you do, you're not alone. A lot of times when we get on social media and stuff, we see, like, this image of someone and you know, even, like, on my Instagram, like, in high school especially, if I post, like, a bathing suit picture in person, it might not really look like that. You might see more blemishes or whatever, you know, like, or my stretch marks or cellulite. I just might not, I don't know. It's like, why do we want to edit out the parts that we don't like about ourselves? I wonder how and where it all started. Okay, I don't know. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole. I've got to end this. But I love you so much. And thanks for watching this video. And I'll see you next week. But don't forget to like and subscribe this video. Or to this channel. To this podcast. Whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just like, I love you. We could keep talking. But I should probably go inside and do my schoolwork. And what do I have to do today? I don't even know. Still haven't finished unpacking. That's kind of an update. Yeah, but I do have a lot of things that I'm really looking forward to, and I just wish I had more time to like do the things I'm really interested in, you know. But growing up a girl can be hard. It can be challenging. It can be fun. It can be emotional, like all hormonal, whatever. Like, but this is kind of like also about insecurities. I think the first step, if you're like, what do I even need to do about this, is just getting to a point where you can admit that you have insecurities. I just used to not even want to admit I had any, and now I can, so I feel like it's a better direction we're going in. But I will see you next week. Thank you so much for watching. Love you. Bye.